You are about to take the Base 9 assessment, which is conducted by the Centre for Assessment and Monitoring at the University of Canterbury. The instructions and explanations are recorded so that all students receive exactly the same information in the same way. The purpose of this assessment is to provide a measure of some skills that you now have so that your teachers can watch your progress. Please try your best. The assessment is being taken by lots of other students, and the rules have to be exactly the same for everyone. Do not raise your hand or ask anyone for help. The test is 45 minutes long and consists of four main sections. Within each section, there are smaller timed sections. As you work through the sections, you will find questions that you cannot answer. When that happens, just go on to the next question in that section. Do not start a new section until you are told to do so. Please complete the date, school, your name and date of birth. Use one digit in each box. If you have a student number, also fill this in. Please complete these details now. Do not turn the page. A teacher will now pause the recording to allow you to complete your details. When everyone has finished, the recording will be restarted. When you see a stop sign at the bottom of a page, you must wait for instructions before continuing. You can check the work in the section you have just done, but do not continue to new pages. Now turn the page and look at the inside front cover of page 1. The number is at the bottom of the page. This section will show you how to fill in the answer bars used throughout the test. When you answer the question, you must fill in the bar next to the answer you think is correct. The examples at the top of the page show you the right way to do this. You must draw a straight horizontal line across the answer bar as shown. If you tick, cross, draw a diagonal line through or circle the answer bar, your answer may not be marked. For some maths questions, you will need to answer using a number box. When you see a number box, you must write your answer in the box. To write 3, you would write the number 3 in the right-hand side of the box as shown. Look at the next example. The number 12 has also been filled in for you. Please follow the instruction that says, you are not expected to get everything right and you are not expected to finish each section. And if you cannot answer, go on to the next question. Do not guess. Do not ask for help. And do not commence each new section until instructed to do so. Now complete the 3 questions at the bottom of page 1, then wait for instructions to continue. On page 2, you will see the start of the language skills section. You have 14 minutes in total to complete this section. Within this section, you have vocabulary, comprehension, and grammar sections. Each of these are timed, so do not move on until you are told to do so. Remember, do not raise your hand or ask for help. Please turn the page and start the vocabulary section now. You have 8 minutes to complete this section. Stop work now. The next section is comprehension. You have 4 minutes to complete this section. Turn to page 7 and start now. Stop work now. The next section is grammar. You have 2 minutes to complete this section. Turn to page 9 and start now. Stop work now. You have now completed the language skills section. The next section is mathematical skills. You have 14 minutes to complete this section. Look at the example at the top of page 11. Remember, you must write the answer in the number box as shown. Please start now. Stop work now. You have now completed the mathematical skills section. The next section is visual processing. You have 9 minutes in total to complete this section. Within this section, you have pictures and shapes, block counting, and cross sections. Each of these are timed, so do not move on until you are told to do so. Remember, do not raise your hand or ask for help. Please turn the page and start the pictures and shapes section now. You have 2.5 minutes to complete this section. Stop work now. The next section is block counting. You have 4.5 minutes to complete this section. Continue to page 20 and start now. Stop work now. The next section is cross sections. You have 2 minutes to complete this section. Continue to page 22 and start now. Stop work now. You have now completed the visual processing section. The next section is information processing. You have 8 minutes in total to complete this section. Within this section, you have speed and accuracy and problem solving sections. Each of these are timed, so do not move on until you are told to do so. Remember, do not raise your hand or ask for help. Please turn the page and start the speed and accuracy section now. You have 2 minutes to complete this section. Stop work now. The next section is problem solving. You have 6 minutes to complete this section. Continue to page 26 and start now. Stop work now. You have now completed the Base 9 assessment. Please close your books and wait for them to be collected.